Well, if you're a fan of rom-coms, I'm told you're going to love Starstruck, which is a new six-part series starting on the ABC tomorrow night. It stars New Zealand comedian Rose Matafeo. Starstruck centres on a young woman in London who hooks up with a guy on New Year's Eve to find out the next day he's a very famous actor.
Oi.
Yeah?
What's your name?
You don't know my name?
I know who you are.
Yeah, I should hope so.
You're the guy from The Thing.
What?
Oh my God! What the hell? How could you not tell me this?
What do you mean?
Who you are, what you do.
I did, actually.
What do you do?
I'm an actor.
Oh, no thanks.
When do we eat cereal?
Why are you wearing my coat?
This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, Wendley Ma is a TV and film critic at news.com.au and one of our regular TV commentators, and she's watched all six episodes of Starstruck. Wendley, hello.
Hi there.
What do you think? Do you love it or not?
I loved it.
Really?
It just went at an absolute brisk pace. It's really short. They're like 20-minute episodes, so it's kind of like sitting down and watching a two-hour movie, and I watched the whole thing.
Well, it's kind of like sitting down and watching Notting Hill, isn't it?
It's kind of like sitting down and watching Notting Hill. It's kind of a gender-flipped Notting Hill for the 21st century, only it's not Hugh Grant or Julia Roberts. It's Rose Matafeo and Nikesh Patel, and they are so charming and, you know, instead of her being sort of really awkward, you know, an awkward bookseller, because it's not a remake, it's just sort of loosely inspired by that and a lot of other rom-coms. You know, she's really kind of just this really very relatable young person living, or young New Zealander living her life in London in her 20s. I think we've either all been this person or we've known this person.
Or we've watched this person. Rom-coms are famously formulaic. Is Starstruck doing anything different?
I think it's just really fresh. The jokes, I feel like, are just really on point. It's very, even though it is rooted so much in the genre and all the tropes that kind of came before it, and Matafeo clearly loves this genre, it's just really original. And I just feel like while I've seen it, I hadn't seen it.
Okay. It kicks off tomorrow night, 9 p.m. on ABC TV, but every episode will be on iView, so you can binge it, right?
You can binge the whole thing at once like I did, or it actually is structured pretty well that you could watch it week by week. So, like, every episode is around a season and he kind of flits in and out of her life and she continues to live her life, and so it works either way.
And just 20 minutes?
20, 22 minutes.
Is that satisfying?
It worked really well for me. I don't want to say too much about the ending, but they are making a second season right now. So I found that out yesterday and I was just absolutely delighted.
All right. That's great. I can see you love it. Also out this week, Central Park, an animated musical with a lot of star power.
So much star power. Not just in the behind the scenes, because it's created by one of the people from Bob's Burgers, but you've got voice talent.
What's Bob's Burgers?
Bob's Burgers is a long-running show about a family who runs a burger joint. It's
right.
Just got this huge cult following. But Central Park, it's in its second season now, but it's got people like Titus Burgess from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Leslie Odom Jr., who is from Hamilton and who was Oscar-nominated this year, Catherine Hahn. We always love Catherine Hahn. There is never a bad Catherine Hahn moment. And then for the first season, Kristen Bell, but she's been replaced now by Emmy Raver Lampman because the character she voiced was mixed race, and it kind of came out mid-last year when they were all talking about whitewashing and stuff. And so she sort of stepped back and said,
she was not mixed race.
She's not mixed race. She stepped back and she said, you know, it's not right for me to voice this character. And they brought someone else on who has done actually a really great job in the second season. And there will be a third season. Kristen Bell's going to come back as a different character. And then Josh Gad, who everyone probably knows as the snowman from Frozen and who was one of the original people from Book of Mormon. He's like this omniscient narrator that just takes you through the whole thing. And it's about a family who's kind of trying to save Central Park, the famous New York Central Park, from a greedy developer. And I think the second season is really fun. It's really comforting, and they get into the characters a bit more. So many songs.
It's animated. It's got lots of songs, but it's, by the sounds of it, it's not really for kids.
It's
right?
Not really a kids thing. I think if you have some older kids, maybe 8 and up, you could sit with them and watch it. It's certainly not like rude or anything, but there are a lot of things that are just very much built in for adults.
I wonder what you thought about Michael a week or two ago talked about Unusual Suspects, which has been running on SBS. Mm-hmm. I had a look at it. I found it really, really interesting. I mean, a bit patchy, but really refreshing.
It is. And I think it is really rare to get that Australian kind of dramedy. It's not really drama. It's not a comedy. It's a heist caper with, like, a huge female cast.
And a huge multicultural and cast. Filipino cast.
Yeah, and, like, they're not related to each other. You often get that thing. It's like, oh, it's an Asian person, and inevitably they're related, and they're not. And it's just fun. Like, I think it's a little scrappy. It's a little rough around the edges, but I had a ball with it.
I recommend. What do you recommend this week, Wenli?
Well, I don't know if I recommend it as such, but it's probably going to get talked about a lot. There's a new show on Netflix coming out called Sex Life. One of my friends saw it. She's describing it as softcore porn. Yeah. But there's a really fun comedy out on Stan called Hitman with Mel and Sue, who used to host the Great British Bake Off. I can't pronounce their surnames. It's terrible of me. And then...
But it's not like the Great British Bake Off?
It's not the Great British Bake Off. They play like these really unlikely assassins.
So it's a drama.
It's a comedy.
It's a comedy.
And Corny Acts 1 Plus 1 is starting this week as well. So I think it'll be really interesting to see someone do the interviews who used to be the interviewer. Sorry, interviewee.
Yeah, it's really turning things on its head, I think. Wenli, thank you.
Thank you.
Wenli Ma, TV and film critic at news.com.au, a lover of many things, including the new ABC comedy rom-com series Starstruck, which kicks off tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.